At the third stroke, it will be time for the town hall tapes. Beep. 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 I bet you can't contain your excitement.
You're listening to the Town Hall Tapes. We're a half-decent podcast looking at local government stories in southeast London, mainly around Lambeth and in Greenwich. With me is my co-host, Daryl. Greetings.
Good afternoon, Jason. How the devil are you?
I'm fine. I'm treading water.
Yeah, the election blossoms are out on the trees at the moment, and yeah, there's a lot of stuff falling around at the moment.
I'd rather hibernate.
Well, you will be able to soon. Only three weeks to go.
But for Town Hall Tapes, I think we're on Town Hall Tapes number 25, it could be.
I think it might be a little bit more than that, actually. But yes, it's I don't know, do we get a commemorative silver watch or something for this?
Yeah, never mind the length, feel the thickness. We have two stories for you.
We have the story today of the leisure centre, which is knocking out cheap Coke. That's the sugary stuff rather than the other stuff. And we've also got the exciting audience product, which is the Lambeth Liberal Democrat Manifesto.
I'm very sorry. It's not very exciting at all. But
oh, dear.
I sort of do feel, in terms of political neutrality, it needs to be covered. I think we need some energy levels first. So please do tell me, Daryl, about your Greenwich sugar tax story.
So before Christmas, Greenwich Council was they're very good at doing, patting themselves on the back for passing a motion in council, declaring themselves a sugar smart borough. Council would move to stop to stop kids in a borough from dosing themselves up on full fat Coke and stuff like that. Greenwich kids are among the most obese in London, according to public health England figures, and yeah, something needs to be done about it. And and then the following month, they opened up a brand new leisure centre in Eltham, in the marginal ward of marginal constituency of Eltham. They have a brand new leisure centre. There's like a climbing wall, and it's rather nice. And then it came to my attention last week that something was interesting was going on in the cafe in the Sutcliffe Park Sports Centre.
Yes.
And I walked in there and discovered that you can buy bottles of full fat Coke in there for cheaper than the Co-op.
Oh.
No sugar tax. Nothing like that, and completely against the whole kids shouldn't be having all this sugary treat stuff that they've been punting recently. And this happened the day the council put out a press release telling football clubs to kick out junk food from their grounds. Ooh, and their sponsorship.
That's a bit awkward. Is the cafe, is it actually run and managed directly with local authority staff, or has it been outsourced?
It's been outsourced to our old friends at Greenwich Leisure Limited.
Oh, of course.
Yes, which is, of course, is a separate organisation. However, it does manage to have three Labour councillors on its board, including three Labour councillors who voted for all this sugar reduction stuff.
Yeah, and has there been any official response from the council as to why they're pumping the kids of Greenwich full of sugar drinks?
Well, the press office, of course, didn't respond, as ever. But the cabinet member for public health has said that it is a local aberration in the implementation of the policy by GLL and will be put right. Basically, they cocked it up.
It is fantastic language of local government. And it does seem like a fairly minor story. But really, it's just that contradiction which we see time and time again. When councils put out these well-meaning intentions for the areas which they do actually have some control and some impact over, and then they go and flaunt it right in front of their very own eyes.
It's a glorious example of do as we say and not as we do. It's fantastic. But I'm feeling a bit woozy and tired this morning, so I think I'm actually going to pop down there to Sutcliffe Park now and pick up some Coke even, because it's cheaper than a Co-op. And I've got to do a sugary pick-me-up.
Yeah, chin-chin.
This is the Town Hall Tapes.
So we're now moving on to the big crowd puller, which is the Lambeth Liberal Democrat Manifesto.
Yeah, once again, Daryl, I must say, you know, please do not hype this up. You say a manifesto, it's a web page. I'm not entirely sure that there is a physical thing which you can hold in your hands and call it a Lib Dem manifesto. Yeah, and it's even not a very well-designed one at that. The background here is the complete Lib Dem wipeout back in 2014 in Lambeth. They lost all 15 of their seats, which was rather unfortunate.
Mm.
And various reasons, I suspect mainly to do with the wider picture, and the local Lib Dems were punished for that nice Mr Clegg going into coalition with the Tories. Some might argue that nice Mr Clegg was directly responsible for having this one-party borough which we've had for the past 4 years, and the many wild Lambeth Labour gentrification agenda which has been pushed through. So the challenge really for the Lib Dems in 2018 in Lambeth is how to rebuild. They're very, very big on in their new manifesto about pushing for a ballot for tenants with estate regeneration. The quote is, "We will end Labour's war on council housing."
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. It's maybe pushing it a little to say that Lambeth Labour's got a war on council housing.
That's just the tanks rolling up Central Hill to the estate, doesn't it? It's a very odd one, that. Yeah, very odd phrasing.
But there's very little difference, Darrell, between the Lib Dems' manifesto, the Greens' manifesto, and even Whisper at the Tories' manifesto, in that all three of these opposition parties, as such, are in favour of giving tenants a ballot ahead of their states being regenerated, which leaves Lambeth Labour really alone in denying this, which isn't surprising, as it's one of their key policies for housing in the borough. They also, the Lib Dems... plan to support the library campaigners in Lambeth, which is, I guess, convenient, because the Lib Dems are always going to be in opposition in Lambeth. So that's one committee which they're trying to divvy up for themselves. And then wider, really, outside of Lambeth, there's some quite more general things about Brexit, as you'd expect with the Lib Dems. The quote there, they're saying, "Brexit is a divisive policy that Lambeth people don't want. Lambeth Labour cannot be trusted. They face both ways on the issue, and they continue to support Lambeth's pro-Brexit MP," which, of course, is a dig at Kate Hoey, but I'm not even sure that Lambeth Labour support Kate Hoey.
It seems a very odd. Thing to put in their manifesto, really, unless they're going to Lambeth's going to declare UDI and become part of the European Union, which actually might not be such a bad idea.
I think, to be fair to Lambeth Labour, they have been pushing quite hard in trying to protect residents from Brexit for the limited powers they have. Motions have been passed, and don't forget, Lambeth voted, I think it was 79%. To remain in the EU, but there's not a lot you can do at this level of local government. The Lib Dems, finally, they've got a full slate of candidates, many of which are paper candidates. Lambeth Labour got hold of some internal party communication where some of the candidates actually declared they've got no interest in actually being councillors. They're looking really to take Streatham Hill, or I say take Streatham Hill, have to poll well as Streatham Hill, Thurlow Park and the Oval. I think privately they'd be optimistic of taking one seat. They'd be overjoyed if they could get three seats. Really, it's about having a foothold. We shall end there. Darrell, where can people find you online?
You can find me at 853london.com and then Twitter at Darrell1974.
Okay, I'm Jason_Cobb on Twitter, blogging at Brixton Buzz, making plans for the elections. Thank you for listening. We're in the iTunes store and on Acast. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
You have been listening to the Town Hall tapes. Forward ever, backwards never.